AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. Donald Trump denies an Associated Press report that he plans to visit the majority Muslim kingdom of Jordan at the end of December. The AP report and denial come a day after Trump's controversial proposal to temporarily ban all Muslims from entering the U.S. to protect the nation from Islamic terrorism. According to AP correspondent Mike Gracia,
the visit to Jordan would take place during his planned trip to Israel, which Trump previously disclosed during an interview last week with the AP. It is not known whether Trump will meet with King Abdullah in Jordan, but Trump's campaign has told U.S. government officials he wants to meet with the monarch.
In the meantime, Trump's proposal banning all Muslims from entering the U.S. continues to dominate news cycles on radio and television. AP correspondent Mark Smith has the latest from the White House.
Press Secretary Josh Earnest calls Trump's idea toxic and grotesque, and he says it's counter to the Constitution a president must defend.
The first thing a president does when he or she takes the oath of office is to swear an oath.
And he says it's disqualifying, not just for Trump, but for any rival too scared of the GOP base to renounce him. But the spokesman adds this is what Trump's campaign is all about.
From the vacuous sloganeering to the outright lies to even the fake hair.
Earnest says the danger for Republicans is that what he calls this carnival barker routine drags their party into the dustbin of history. Mark Smith at the White House.
Michael Wilds, an immigration attorney in New York City, says Trump's proposed ban on Muslims is illegal.
Mr. Trump has a unique talent in getting a conversation started. This has a lot more to do with politics than anything else. It will not hold muster.
Republican Congressman David Jolly from Florida says judging a person on their religion goes against U.S. principles.
We must always insist on a security test. But we must never require a religious test.
This is AP Radio News. The prosecution has rested its case in the manslaughter trial of William Porter, the first of six Baltimore officers charged in the death of Freddie Gray.
The prosecution's case is that Officer Porter was criminally negligent for failing to seat belt in Freddie Gray in the police van and also for failing to call a medic when there were indications that Gray was in need of help.
AP correspondent David Dishno reports Porter did not ride in the van, but checked on Gray during stops along his trip to a police station.
The most significant ones were stops number 4, where Porter looked in and helped Freddie Gray after Gray said, "I need help, I can't get up." And then stop number 5, where Porter again looked inside the van and saw Gray on his knees, leaning against the bench in a limp and listless state.
I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.